George Blaha. He'll be calling the Michigan State-Wisconsin game. It's the Big Ten title game with the winner going to the Rose Bowl down. And the game will be played at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Game start time is 8 o'clock. Good morning, George Blaha. How are you?
Fine, Tony. What's going on?
George, you ever get tired of talking?
No, I guess not. Although, at the end of the day, I just soon hang it up. But this is the beginning of the day, so I'm happy to be on with you.
How many years have you been doing Michigan State football?
Since 1971, with a few years off. Consecutively, I've been doing the games on the network since 1991, so it's at 20 years. And I'd say overall, 32, 33, maybe as many as 35.
It's interesting under Coach Mark D'Antonio, we've watched the rebuilding of this program to the point where they were at 500 and they had winning records, and then they started winning Big Ten titles. The next two steps are, of course, Rose Bowls and BCS games. What's your thought on watching this process?
Well, it's been done, in my opinion, Tony, the right way. You know, players didn't come in here from all over the country, and there wasn't an overnight turnaround. They put the building blocks in place, and then they slowly but surely moved things in the right direction, and now they've really got it going. This is a group that has redshirted everybody but Tawan Jones, I believe, defensively this year. In that class that came in last fall, they look to have a star-studded cast of players coming in August and maybe some early enrollees in January. So they have players. They're well-coached. And they've shown that they can develop players who weren't initially 4 and 5 stars into legitimate stars. Witness Kirk Cousins, B.J. Cunningham, Keyshawn Martin, and some others. So And I like their style of play. I think you can win consistently with that style of play, especially in this conference. So everything's coming up roses, figuratively and maybe literally, after the game in Indy tomorrow night.
All right, the Spartans are underdogs to Wisconsin, and I keep reading about the stories how Wisconsin thought that they were the better team and they should have won that game against the Spartans, which they won, of course, with the Hail Mary to Keith Nichol. What does Michigan State need to do to win tonight, George?
Well, you know, I think they have to do what they did in the middle of that football game in October, and that's outscore Wisconsin 31-3. They were dominant at that point. That was probably four different football games: the Wisconsin 14-0 start, then the Spartans 31-3 burst, then Wisconsin's 14-0 finish, and then finally the final drive that set up the Hail Mary. I think the teams are very evenly matched. I mean, I can see why Wisconsin may have thought, because they got off to such a great start and they rallied in the fourth from a 31-17 deficit, that they were perhaps a better team. But if you look at the middle of the game, you think the Spartans were a much better team. So I think it's a toss-up kind of game. I'm a little confused as to why Michigan State's a heavy underdog, but that's not what really counts. What really counts is the final score.
All right, George, before we let you go, it looks like the NBA strike is over. You're going to get back to work for the Detroit Pistons. Just what's your thought on the resolution that was found between the union and the owners, and what are we going to see from the Pistons this season?
Well, you know, obviously the two sides slugged it out for a long, long time, and you know, the owners feel like they got some things done. The players felt like they had at least an offer that they could accept. So you know, we'll let those two sides take care of that part. As far as the Pistons are concerned, I think you're really going to like Brandon Knight, the rookie point guard from Kentucky. That gives the Pistons an awful lot of guards. They may have a decision to make back there. They have a decision to make on Tayshaun Prince as well up front, and that decision may be made for them if he gets some, you know, really strong offers, which I think he could. He's an excellent player. They have Austin Day in a position to maybe take over at small forward if Tayshaun does leave. Jonas Jerebko was a breath of fresh air as a rookie, coming back from an Achilles tear these days they say it's not a big deal. It just takes a while to come back. And so I would expect Jonas Jerebko to have an excellent year. And I think Greg Monroe could turn into a 16 points, 8, 9, 10 rebounds kind of guy in the middle. He may be more suited to play power forward, but right now he's going to get a lot of time in the post for the Pistons. And under Lawrence Frank, I look for them to be competitive every night. And I think it'll take a month, and maybe not more than that, because you're going to play a lot of games in the first month for the Pistons to figure out just how good they are and how competitive they can be.
All right, George, what we like to do is put the game on TV and then turn up the radio so that we can hear you and your call. Game time's 8 o'clock, Michigan State, Wisconsin. Have a great game, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, thanks, Tony, and go green. Bye-bye. Yeah.